This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Really? Jobs from the past.
Hey Bex, what's up?
I'm reading this journal by a Victorian called Lord Shaftesbury. He was a politician and he campaigned to change the law on children working. He wrote all about terrible jobs that kids did, like working in slate mines.
Slate? That's like a grey rock, isn't it? The stuff they make roof tiles with?
Yeah, it's hacked from deep underground. Really hard work, even for grown-ups. Listen to this.
Slate mines. Like all mine work, is dirty and hard, with injury commonplace. I remember visiting the slate caverns in Wales. Boys starting their working life, often not seeing daylight except on the Sabbath. And this remains their lot for 30 years or more.
Imagine spending all day in the dark. It can't be healthy, can it?
Hold on, Bex. I think we're about to find out.
It's definitely dark in here. If it wasn't for these candles, we wouldn't see a thing.
Kind of scary, too.
Yeah, if I was a little kid, I would be jumping at all of the shadows. It's pretty cold, too.
Well, don't dilly-dally. You'll warm up if you get to work, won't you? I'm in charge down here. You lads must be Billy's boys.
Lads?
Shh! We want to find out more, don't we?
Lads? Really?
Yeah, you begun. You'll be working with the men of the rock face. As they dig out the slate, you're to mark it and send it out to the wagons. Push them along back to the lift and make it quick or you'll get a cuff around the ear.
Oh, it's really heavy. What are the marks for anyway?
So we know whose rock it is, isn't it? Shifts of 14 hours, but you'll get half an hour for your lunch. Not all employers are so considerate. There's an area in the cavern where you can eat with the others, but no talking mind whilst eating.
What? No conversation at all?
Once you finish eating, there's some time to discuss things. Or perhaps Di might read a pamphlet or give a reading from the Lord's book.
Well, lunch doesn't seem so bad.
We're not savages, are we? But see, you don't linger too long or you'll be slung out. And not even from them in charge. We'll all pull together and there's no room for idleness, so get to it. And you, little chap, you can come outside with me. You've got glasses, so you must be clever. We can use your sword for slicing the slate.
At least we'll get to see daylight.
Did he seriously just call me little chap? So, what's slicing the slate all about?
Up top, they take slate from the wagons and chip it into slices. Slate comes in layers, doesn't it? So you use a sharp blade to divvy it up. The lads take a piece an inch thick and split it into tiles, as many as 30 from an inch thick piece.
That's pretty impressive.
That it is. Place a devilman with your hands, though. Cut to shreds so they are. But if you want your shilling, you'll make do.
So I might get to see daylight, but I'm going to cut my hands on sharp, splintery rock all day.
Whilst I load up these wagons and push them around in the dark, this is rubbish. Close the book, Bex. Let's get out of here.
What a hard job. I'm glad kids today don't have to work like that.
Well, not in this country, at least. It says here online in Rajasthan, that's in Southeast Asia, kids, they still work in quarries, chipping and cutting the rocks, just like you were meant to do with that slate. What they need is the 21st century Lord Shaftesbury to change things for the better.
Really? Jobs from the past. With support from the Heritage Lottery Fund. Find out more at funkidslive.com/really.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.